Hi, this week the question is, how was Jesus the new Moses? The Old Testament law of Moses was a temporary law from its inception. The Old Testament law would temporarily guide God's people, but would look forward in anticipation to a new lawgiver bringing a brand new law. God spoke to Moses, the original lawgiver, just before Moses died. Listen to what God said to him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Here is a prophecy of a new lawgiver like Moses. This new lawgiver was the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses was a foreshadow of the Lord Jesus. God arranged this so that when the Lord actually did come into the world, men would recognize him and be able to distinguish the true Messiah from imposters. So, in what way was the Lord Jesus like a new Moses? Well, first, Jesus is like Moses in his birth. The story of the birth of Moses is told in Exodus chapters 1 and 2. In those days, the Pharaoh on the throne of Egypt, feeling threatened by the Israelites, gave orders for all the baby boys to be killed by throwing them into the Nile River. By the providence of God, the baby Moses was spared, and he did not die like all the other baby boys. When Jesus was born, we see this same event happening all over again in the life of the Lord. The scripture says that a jealous king on the throne felt threatened by the birth of the baby Jesus. This king's name was Herod the Great. You can read this story in Matthew chapter 2. Upon hearing of the birth of the baby Jesus, Herod eventually gave orders to kill all of the babies in Bethlehem. But God frustrated the plans of Herod and spared the baby Jesus. The point Matthew is trying to get us to see is that the birth of the Lord was like the birth of Moses. We're being introduced to the idea that Jesus is the new Moses. Second, Jesus is like Moses in his return from exile. Those who are familiar with the Old Testament scriptures recall that for a period of time, Moses had fled to Midian to escape a new Pharaoh who was again threatening his life. He remained in the wilderness until receiving word from God to return. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 9, the Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Go, return to Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead." The life of Jesus repeats this event. In Matthew chapter 2, in order to save the baby Jesus, Joseph and Mary had fled to Egypt. Listen to the instructions given to Joseph in Matthew 2, verse 19. "Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Egypt, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.'" The wording of Matthew chapter 2, verse 20 is patterned after Exodus chapter 4, verse 19, the narrative of Moses' birth. Matthew is showing us that Jesus is the new Moses that was promised to come. Third, the Lord was like Moses in many other ways. Moses, for example, was in the wilderness for 40 years while leading Israel to the land of Canaan. During those 40 years, Moses was tested with various trials over and over again. Unfortunately, because of sin, Moses was not allowed to enter the land of promise. This was a foreshadow of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, we read of the Lord Jesus going into the wilderness for 40 days and being tested. But in contrast to Moses, the Lord remained faithful, never sinning. Again, in Exodus chapters 19 and 20, Moses ascended Mount Sinai to receive the law of God, the Ten Commandments. This too was a foreshadow of the Lord Jesus, for in Matthew chapters 5 through 7, Jesus ascended a mountain, preached his famous Sermon on the Mount, and thereby delivered his new law on a mountain, just like Moses had done 2,000 years earlier. Again, in Exodus chapter 4, Moses was empowered to perform miraculous signs. One of the first signs Moses performed concerned the disease of leprosy. He put his hand into his cloak, and when he pulled it out, his hand was leprous. He put his hand back into his cloak, and when he pulled it out the second time, his leprosy was healed. It was gone. Again, this foreshadowed the Lord Jesus. The very first miraculous sign the Lord performed in the book of Matthew is found in Matthew chapter 8, where the Lord healed a leprous man. Over and over in the book of Matthew, the Lord Jesus is portrayed as the new Moses. This portrait of the Lord points to the fact that Matthew was writing his gospel account primarily for the benefit of the Jewish nation. The Jews, more than others, would be interested in knowing that Jesus was, in fact, the prophet like Moses, who was raised up to be the leader of God's people from the wilderness of the world to the promised land of heaven. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.